Merħba l-semija kolla taħna nil-għawkum għal-program miħor mil-kolleċ għawnek maħna jina u Suzen. Kif intu?
Iva, jina ok. Nispera l-semija taħna jinsabu tajbin u koll.
Iva, ħna ek fuq xwik biex nerġa naqsmu maħkom situazzjonijiet stejjer oħra tal-istudenti taħna fiex jinu man voluti, kif ġew involuti, għalfej ġew involuti. Mux qed joħroġ minn dan kollu.
Fil-fatt f'din iskedet nitkellmu lilin mill-klassi, jiġifieri diversi programmi li għandna fil-kulleġġ tagħna fejn l-istudenti tagħna jinvolvu ruhom f'dak kollu li jinteressom.
Ekku, min forsi jixtieq jesplorana iktar x'għandna u x'mandniex għaddej, jekk tmorru fuq is-sit tal-Junior College jew anke tagħmlu search u tfittxu Enrichment Programs Junior College issibu lista twila ta' affarijiet differenti. Opportunitajiet differenti għall-istudenti tagħna li jistgħu jinvolvu ruhom fuq affarijiet fuq livelli differenti u li jistgħu jiksbu wkoll ħiliet differenti.
Fil-fatt għandna l-fuq minn 50 hux.
Il-fuq minn 50 attivi għaddejjin. U naħseb sa sena dieħla anke ħajkonna xi ġodda kemm il-kamp tiegħek u semmejna drabi oħra fuq l-istorja qed naħdmu fuq klabb taċ-ċess u forsi oħrajn. Min jaf.
Tajjeb lili anke l-istudenti aħna nkoraġuhom biex joħorġu b'idejat huma. Fuq kollox, għax dawn huma għandhom ikunu affarijiet li jogħġbu l-istudenti fuq kollox.
Eżatt, fil-fatt taċ-ċess semmew huma, għaw xtaqgħu huma u bdejna ntellgħuh u naħdmu fuq flimkien. Fi żmien anki l-film club kellna fl-antik kien hemm studenti kienu interessati u raġa' tqajjem il-film club.
U llum għandna.
Illum għandna dan il-klab
interessantissimu il-Game Crafters Lab. Tajjeb qed ngħidu.
Iva.
Tajjeb. Jiena hawnhekk dan huwa suġġett għalien għalija, jiena m'iniex dilettanta tal-ebda tip ta' lob fuq il-computers u digitali u affarijiet oħra.
Fatt mhux dak.
All right.
Il-ħantikom naqa' storja nista' suq qabel ma nkien.
Aħjar huwa xi hemm aħna.
Min qiegħed magħna. Il-Game Crafters Lab bażikament dis l-ewwel sena li offrejnih. Di konna f'diskussjonijina u wieħed Benjamin intqajna fuq IP ieħor insertajna dak iż-żmien Ben kien jaħdem mal-J Malta Foundation u ntqajna fuq il-company program u kien qed ikellimni fuq business li kien beda jismu Play Up Malta fej actually organizzaw daw l-attivitajiet u jlaqgħu in-nies biex jilgħabu board games differenti. U kien qed jgħidli fuq hekk ukoll ngħidu sta davvera interessanti li jsir għax u beda jfhem li l-mekkanik ta' board game hija differenti minn oħra, hemm moħut li tkun insomma mhux nqgħod nikxef ħafna fejn seħseb l-istudenti tagħna jista' jaqsmu ftit daw li ħadu minn.
U fil-fatt tajjeb li nintroduċu lill-istudenti tagħna llum. Għandna lil Mel Zeng u lil Jaden De Giorgio minħabba li Mel tippreferi għalkemm taf titkellem bil-Malti, tippreferi li tispremi ruħi aħjar bl-Ingliż, ħankomplu bil-lingwa Ingliża.
Tajb, so welcome to our program, Mel and Jaden. How are you doing today?
They're good.
Well.
Mm-hmm. Okay, they are smiling anyway, so they look good.
Yes, they offered their time in between their lectures, so we zoomed here and we're zooming back. So, before we start, Mel and Jaden, can you tell us something about yourselves? Maybe what you're studying, what you're aiming for, hobbies, interests?
Mel, you can start.
Yeah, sure. I'm a first-year student at JC. I'm taking my A-level sociology and biology courses. If possible, I'd love to pursue humanities, especially in the sociology vein. Maybe even psychology, honestly. But anthropology is looking very nice.
yes, I have studied a bit of anthropology and it's, yes.
My sociology lecturer actually recommended me to look into it. Yeah. Amongst my interests, I've been drawing for about 10 years now. My father was an artist, so. Well, on top of that, I love volleyball as a sport, say. I was rather disappointed when I was in a club, to be honest, but it's still one of my favorite sports.
And your nationality, so that you are Chinese?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So my parents are both Chinese, yes.
Both Chinese, but you were born here or?
Born and raised.
Born and raised in Malta, so you're Maltese. Okay.
So you know our quirks. You know the Maltese quirks.
Very good. Jaden. And for your A-levels, you're studying which?
Biology and sociology.
Okay. Very good.
Jaden?
Okay.
Uh-huh. What are you studying, Jaden?
Currently, I'm studying computing and economics A-level. I'm pursuing something programming currently, but I am also interested in something in economics, as in like a firm or something.
Okay.
All right. So you love software, but you love the business side and the economic side.
Yes.
Well, they can be easily combined together.
Yes, yes. Mm. Nowadays, there's that flexibility and fluidity in between work. So we do suggest to our students that they look for the skills they want to sharpen and learn. And then they can find different ways on how to adapt and use these skills in different work.
And what about intermediate subjects? What are you studying?
I have pure maths, intermediate, philosophy, and English.
All right, quite varied. And
psychology, English, and
Okay, all right. We ask these questions because it's amazing how students combine these subjects and then they have dreams and these subjects enter into their dreams.
Yes, one way or another. Are you involved in any other enrichment program units?
Yes, I myself am a part of the philosophy society at JC. It's quite lovely, actually. We've done a few events there as well.
Oh, that's interesting.
So you're into philosophy and game crafters. Quite varied.
I like to keep my interests a bit diversified.
Very good. That's
but
very healthy.
There is a link. But there is a link.
Oh, there is. There's a lot link. Of psychology behind, I mean, philosophy to game design and psychology there as well. Mm-hmm. It's all rather intermingled, but it forms my interest.
Yes. And you, Jaden, are you involved in any other...
In March or April, I had helped out in backstage during Hol'a.
All right.
Okay.
Yes, so Jaden was also involved in Hol'a.
In Hol'a.
We have already talked about Hol'a. Those of you who want to know more, check our previous episodes.
That's right. And you see, a science technical student also involved in a creativity program.
Yes, both Hol'a and this, I think, have a very big basis on creativity and communication.
That's how we see sciences and the humanities coming together. In each program, we realize how they merge in our
yes,
students'
it's a pity.
Choices.
Sometimes people keep them apart.
No,
I think they're
they
very much...
Yes. No point, no.
They can coexist and actually learn and grow together.
That's right.
So, this Game Crafters Lab, can you tell us and the people listening, what is it? Why is it there?
Okay.
Is it okay if I go ahead?
Yeah, of course, sure. Mel. All
right. So, Game Crafters, I've been there since session one as well. And so far, it's been about explorations of a lot of the game design philosophies behind board games themselves. Well, we play as well. However, I think at the core of it, there is an educational aspect to it. How do these games come about? Why do we enjoy them? What can we learn from them? How can we make them? How can we use them to help other people discover new hobbies and such, setting up events, etc.?
So it's exclusively about board games, physical ones, not online.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. I had the wrong impression then, you see?
It's okay. That's why we have these programs.
Yes. I thought they were mixed, like online and board games.
And to be fair, we're also thinking about should we keep the name or should we make it even more straightforward so that people know what they're going for. But I think through our discussion today, they get a better idea. So it's about board games, game elements. Can you take us through some of your meetings?
Jaden?
Would you like to take this one?
Sure. Usually we start off by learning a mechanic of the board game, for example, worker placement. We go through how it works, through games that use it, and then lastly, we try out the game altogether.
Okay, so sometimes you focus straight on the mechanic. So there are different mechanics. I guess you'll get to learn about a particular mechanic. You discuss its uses not only in the game you're going to play today, but possibly in others you have tried or will be trying, yes?
Rather, I think that we always, it's not just a sometimes thing, we focus centrally on the ideas of a specific game mechanic. The philosophy behind our club is to further understand how board games work the way they do, why they're so effective, even analogically and not digitally.
Well.
Okay.
Okay. We were looking at each other, like, what does that mean?
when we say something is analog, in this case at least, we mean that it's traditional. It's on paper. When we say board games, we don't just mean something with a playing board, but rather like say even card games and such. Something tangible that we can touch with our hands.
Okay.
When we look at digital things, there are a lot more, say, jingling keys that can keep our attentions. When we look at something more traditional, there's a lot more, well, I won't say a lot more, but there's a different type of philosophy there behind keeping intrigue and attention towards it.
Okay. But you focused on the analog. All right. Mostly.
Yes, yes.
Have you looked into how certain similar things work on the digital sphere, or was there anything that merged between the two?
Personally, that interests me. I think Jaden might know something about it, say, if you're looking into programming and such.
Not really.
Mm.
So you haven't seen a merging between something digital and something analog in a game for now? Sort of that you can play on a board game, on a board, a physical board, but then using technology at the side.
I'm certain there exists.
Yeah, I think so.
We just haven't explored that yet. And I can at least see a lot of overlap where that forms.
Yes.
No, I'm sure for computer games, I know that there is, because you can go in certain games, but then download an app and link them between them, and you can see the map, and you can see stats, and you can see other stuff.
I mean, even if you look at the earliest console games, they typically came with the manuals and such, and those were an important part to the gaming experience.
Yes, nowadays they throw you down, and you have
nowadays
to figure
it's
it out.
A tutorial.
That's from my time, I think. Oh, what you're saying?
Even before.
Okay. So.
Even after you. Okay, so you look into these, and. Can you share what you have discovered? Have you discovered any particular board games that you liked and their effect on the group?
Well, let's start with their favorite traditional board games. What have you always played since you were little, and did it influence your choice of program?
From my childhood, I remember playing Uno, Monopoly, chess, battleships, all those classic ones.
Okay, and you as well, it seems.
I liked those. I also liked, say, Top Trumps, and especially Dungeons and Dragons and other such tabletop role-playing games.
I love Top Trumps.
Mm-hmm. It's very fun.
Yes, yes. It's very, you have to think a lot.
We used to play it a lot during break.
And it's quite a quick game.
Though. Yes, mm-hmm. Yes.
And yours, Sue?
Mine? Mm-hmm. I also love Monopoly a lot. I'm a very competitive person.
Monopoly, the Stone Edition.
Yes. Don't. And I used to play it, especially with one of my cousins. And it used to take us days. Like, we leave it there, guarded, you know, and continue the next day and have arguments and fights and, you know. But it used to be fun. Mm. Especially winning at the end. No, I loved it. I absolutely loved Monopoly. And Scrabble. I am in love with Scrabble as well.
Scrabble is challenging in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, there are lots of games which involve words, which involve sentences.
And you, Roberto?
I basically tried all the ones that you have mentioned. I have tried business game also, which is a bit different. It's more about commercial aspects. I liked a lot of card games, so I used to play Rummy and other similar games when I was younger.
I never liked card games. I don't know why I don't like card games. Like, it's something.
I used to play these types of games, or just stacking them up and see how far high I can go before everything crashes down. Or before some of my siblings crash them down. Or before I crash what my siblings have built.
But I think we used to play, even in, I'm not supposed to say this, even during lessons. You know, we used to play that OXO thing, you know.
Okay, yeah, tic-tac-toe.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Because, you know, sometimes you
and... Say in between lessons.
Yes, but even if you're listening, you know, and then you put an O and then you put an O, that's nice. You're engaging your brain, you're listening.
Then there's obviously things like chess and drafts or checkers.
It's quite a number.
Yes, it's very, very interesting. And sometimes it's you play alone, uh-huh. Maybe a card game like Solitaire, although that was always on PC, not live. Cause
No, our friend group plays live solitaire all the time.
Yes, I used to play live, not online. I don't like online.
There's a different feeling to it. Yeah.
Yes.
Same with
yes.
poker. Uh-huh. We always play, you know, physical with cards.
Okay.
That, yes. Alone with the you know, the cards. And sometimes you can play it with one deck or two decks. That's more challenging. So, okay, those are the traditional ones. What have you developed now during these meetings?
One of the first games we tried, I'm pretty sure, was a game called Lords of Waterdeep. It was based on the mechanic worker placement. It takes like around 2 to 3 hours to play.
Oh.
Unfortunately, we did not finish it.
Of course. And what's the name again?
Lords of Waterdeep.
Lords of Waterdeep. And what is it about? How is it played?
Basically, you have three workers, and you put them in an area to get blocks. These blocks are able to unlock further points. And then as you get more points, you go around the board with your piece. It's the name.
Okay. Why the name?
It's actually a game. It's a property related to the, well, nowadays Hasbro property, Dungeons and Dragons.
Okay.
Waterdeep is a setting found in, I believe, 5th edition of Dungeons and Dragons, possibly even before that. Dungeons and Dragons is a tabletop role-playing game. Lords of Waterdeep is essentially a derivative of it.
Okay. For those of who are not familiar with Dungeons and Dragons, maybe Mel, can you take us a bit?
Dungeons and Dragons is, I'd say, more of a complicated game. For people like myself, we have like multiple big books and like tons of dice dedicated to it.
Okay.
It's a basically it's a dice rolling game combined with a storytelling aspect to it. You have your own character, which you create from scratch, pretty much according to a few guidelines from, say, handbooks and such. And you have a dedicated dungeon master who leads you through a journey. And throughout that journey, you'll be needing to use your skills, your character's special abilities to roll dice and see where those dice take you.
It is a very, very creative game. The dungeon master needs to be spot on about what's happening, about the story, about what can happen, about the options. And then it was mentioned that you need dice. For example, you arrive to a place, you are locked in, and your character has a strength ability. And they tell you, what do you choose? You choose, for example, to try and push down the door. So you roll the dice. If your number is high, you would manage. If it's low, no, and you will have to look into other options. So the dungeon master really has to be creative, has to think about the story, about options. They might ask again, okay, what's around me in the room? And then dungeon master would have a list of stuff lying around to tell you there are these. And then the player would say, then I will use this with the door or that. So it's very, very dynamic.
From what I'm hearing from someone who doesn't know much about these things, you use a lot of skills while you are playing, probably creating also such games. That skills that you use every day, like quick thinking.
Yes, problem
thinking
solving.
Thinking out of the box. Yes.
Problem solving. You have to be aware, linking one thing with another. And some of these games would be against the other players. Others would be co-op. Mm. Maybe Dungeons and Dragons, you would be or could be part of a group together. Some of the first game you mentioned, Lord of Waterdeep, would you be together or against each other?
You're against each other.
Against each other. So there are different games. Some encourage you to work with others. Others, you are challenging others. Or
it's
competing.
Like life. It's like life.
I mean, when you're going through life, you're not constantly practicing every one of your skills now. And as we've mentioned prior, all of us have like childhood games that we adore. So what that says to me, at least, is that no matter how old you are throughout your life, your brain is looking for a form of stimulus, and games tend to be an outlet for that.
Yes, it seems so. You know, they are very enthusiastic about these games, and it seems. Do you have anything in the pipeline at the moment, or just you're developing this game that you mentioned?
This game was something that they tried. Is there mm-hmm. something that you're maybe trying to branch out, create something yourselves, or it's not that time yet?
For myself, at least, my sock project was initially going to be creating a board game, some sort of handheld pen and paper game. Given that I find myself being more creative than I am an organizer, say, of events, so I found that that aspect of sock might have appealed to me more. It's getting worked on. I have some
very good
some tinkering to get through, but it's getting worked on.
Very good. And you?
I didn't go that route. I mostly went for the route of organizing an event, seeing how game works, and then teaching it to others.
Okay. And you're using it for your project as well?
Yes, for my project, I'm going to organize an event, help others learn a board game, and see how it happens.
So two different things. Both require a certain amount of organization, creativity, thinking, linking stuff, working with others. I'm sure that the event you're thinking about, you're not going to work on it just by yourself, but with the others. Maybe the game could be Mel's creation. Who knows?
It'll need some time, I'd reckon.
But it's good to see you like this. And we were mentioning the games. Some are challenging, some are not. Do you see there's a social aspect? You mentioned sometimes you use games to unwind. Do they have other functions? Sometimes people say Monopoly gets people to fight. Yes. Let's leave that at the site. Do you see that it helps people get together? Do you see it helps people get creative? How do you see these types of games? What benefits are there?
Yes, you can definitely get closer to each other by playing games, especially in co-op games where you have to work with each other to a unite goal.
But then, of course, some are competitive and competition is healthy as well.
Yeah. Definitely. I mean, like even with Scrabble earlier, both competitive and you're building your vocabulary. You know, there is a lot of spatial elements to it as well. How are you going to do this thing? It's all strategic. When I say unwind, it's because I'm the type of person that unwinds by doing puzzles and thinking and such.
So being challenged in a certain way.
So certainly. In fact, I'm wondering, how has it helped them even in their studies and in their everyday life, this activity?
Cooperation, teamwork, for sure. I don't think that necessarily working in a group environment is something we're all straightforwardly socialized to do. Mm-hmm. But I think that playing cooperative experiences can certainly help that social skill of yours. There's also, once again, reasoning and logistics planning, strategizing. It all works together.
Yes. Has it helped you maybe to understand even other people's point of view or other people's,
approach
to life?
It's funny you say that because one of the first games we played was on a day where we only had about half an hour. As it was an introductory session, and we ended up playing a card game named The Mind. And I don't remember if you were there for that or not, Jay.
I remember it. I think he was there.
Jay, were you there for it?
I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. The Mind is basically a card game wherein you have a deck of just numbers, pure numbers, and they're scrambled, and everyone is given, I believe, like... The entire deck is passed out, is what I'm trying to say. And without speaking at all or using any form of verbal or somatic gestures, you each have to place the cards in ascending order. Uh-huh. And if the order is broken, then you immediately lose and you have to start over. Eventually, it became a game of trust where you had to trust that the people who were meant to go before you.
You see, that's another thing to learn about, trusting. Mm?
It was very challenging.
Very.
Very challenging.
We got one, I think.
I think once you manage through. Uh-huh. But all the others, so you cannot speak. It could be that you yourself throw three different cards after each other. So you have to sort of, and that's what Mel was saying, you get to know the people, not by speaking, just by looking.
Looking. You had to look deep into their eyes.
So you had to, that's a different level of communication.
That's right. I guess.
People who work together a lot, sometimes they just have a sideways glance and, okay, yes, no, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's nearly time to close, but I would like to ask this question. It's a matter also of luck, these games. How much do you see, for example, this game you mentioned that you created? The percentage would be like luck and ability.
Well, at least in this one, I think that the luck component is rather minimal.
Mm-hmm.
Given that all the numbers that you need to use are there, it's more a matter of nonverbal communication.
Okay.
However, in more typical board games, at least, luck is a very big proponent of how the game works. However, in a good board game, it shouldn't be the determiner of whether you win or lose.
That's what I meant, because that would defeat the whole purpose, I think, if it was all about luck.
No, all about luck, no. But how to
work with the luck you're given.
Work with the hand you have.
Yes, definitely.
I think it's very important.
And that's what life is all about, you know. Life is also about luck sometimes and grabbing the
opportunity.
The opportunity. And I think these games really reflect our everyday life.
I mean, I really found it very interesting when I passed by and see the session going on, the different board games, different roles, different things they have to do. Once they're together, once they're against each other, once they use cards, some other times they use figurines and whatever. I try to understand in the few seconds I'm passing by and I just... But it looks like fun and I think it's something really needed today. I believe that the digital can bridge a lot of different things, but the analog, like we were saying, and sitting down together on a table, playing something, sharing some food, having some, you know... It's the social aspect of it is as important as winning or losing,
definitely.
Being together. And board games bring you together.
That's right. And you have to be physically there. Not, let's do it online today or no. You have to be there.
Perfect. Mel, Jaden, thank you very much for sharing all this with us. I do encourage all our listeners to tune in and listen to all the other stories we have in store for you. Do check up our website, do check our socials, both Facebook and Instagram of Junior College, so you'll see what we're up to.
So. Yes, that's it. We're at the end now of our program today. Thanks again to our students, and as we always say, take care of each other.
And if you can, of someone else too. Thank you.
Ciao.